You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, Chief Geek around these parts. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're new to the show, make sure you hit subscribe, because this is the number one podcast for membership owners who are looking to grow a successful membership business that can go the distance. And if you've been listening for a while, you already know this. Thank you so much for your continued support. Thank you for giving me your time, your attention, all the fantastic feedback and reviews that you send our way. I truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you. And, you know, for those of you who are fans of what we do with Membership Geeks, this show, this episode is kind of about you, because I'm talking about the concept of 1,000 true fans. You may have heard me talk about this concept, this theory, a number of times over the years, but I don't think I've ever done an episode specifically about it. Now, this notion of 1,000 true fans has been popularized by a guy named Kevin Kelly, who is a well-known figure in business and in marketing, and wrote this article, wrote a number of articles for Wired magazine, but this one where he coined and popularized this term, 1,000 true fans, has really stuck with a lot of entrepreneurs and rings true in what I see happening within the membership space. And it all relates to how big your audience needs to be. How big does your market, your reach, and your visibility need to be? Most people, when they are trying to build traction with their online business, become obsessed with reaching as many people as possible, with increasing their visibility, with expanding the reach of their social posts, their Facebook ads, with drumming up as much traffic to their website as possible, and with increasing their follower count. But you don't need to have hundreds of thousands of people on your email list or millions of followers on your social networks before you can be in a position to start something like a membership. Now, without question, if you want to get into the membership game, you need to have some sort of following. You need to have some sort of audience before you can go down that path, for so many reasons. Some of the advice that you see out there that tells you just start. Doesn't matter if you don't have an audience, doesn't matter if you don't have an email list, a wait list. All you need is one member. That's all it takes. Honestly, it's some of the most dangerous, nonsensical advice you'll ever find out there. You need to build up some sort of audience. Without an audience to sell to, without an audience to conduct research with, without an audience who can help you to identify problems and needs, you're really going to struggle to get your membership site up and running with enough momentum to make it sustainable. But as we said, that doesn't mean that you have to wait until you have hundreds of thousands of people on your email list before you could consider starting. And this is where that principle of 1,000 true fans comes in. This is the idea that a creator does not need a gargantuan audience. All you need to build a sustainable business is 1,000 true super fans who will hang on your every word, who put in extra effort to consume your content, to buy what you're selling. They're so engaged. They're so connected with you. They are your people. Everything you put out speaks to them, and they absolutely love you for it. 1,000 people like that is all it takes to accomplish fantastic success in the online space. When you think about some of the biggest influencers, some of the biggest names in business in your market, and you think of the size of their audience, it can be intimidating, it can be off-putting, it can lead to imposter syndrome on your part. I encounter so many people who are worried that they're just too small to get started, or they're constantly beating themselves up because their competitors have bigger followings. But if you were to go behind the scenes, as I've been fortunate enough to do over the last decade or so in the online space, you will see that a lot of people with the largest audiences really struggle to monetize, because in order to grow those followings so big, they've had to become so broad and so generic that it makes it more difficult to actually develop and sell a product that speaks to specific needs. But if you are just creating something for your 1,000 true fans, you can really make something special happen. You don't need any more than that. If you do the maths, You have 1,000 true fans and they join your membership, paying you $50 a month. That's $50,000 a month. For a lot of people, $50,000 a year would be a decent living, let alone $50,000 a month. That's $600,000 a year. Would you be happy with that? You can accomplish significant success with what are relatively small numbers. 1,000 people in terms of true superfans, it's not unachievable. It's not an insurmountable number. What you really need to do is really drill into where you can find these pockets of passionate people within your niche and go to them. What social groups are they hanging out with? What Facebook groups? What conferences, events, online communities? What other memberships? What are their social platforms of choice? Are they on Reddit? In which case, what parts of Reddit? What groups are they in? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they in groups and communities on LinkedIn? Find these pockets of passionate people, get in amongst them and use that as your starting point for building your name, your reputation and your following. And when you embrace the concept of 1,000 true fans, that enables you to really just be yourself. Have an opinion, have a perspective, actually engage in thought leadership rather than just putting out generic middle of the road how-to content that tries to please everyone. Really niche down within your topic or within your market and become known for something hyper-specific rather than being a generalist who tries to be all things to all people, because you don't need to be all things to all people. You don't need to please everyone when you are simply looking to find your 1,000 true fans. You just need to make that connection with those people. Focus just on that real core group of super fans. You don't need to worry about everyone else. Someone doesn't like your style? Fine. They're not one of your true fans. They don't need to. You don't need to please everyone. You're not going for quantity. You're going for deep quality. Quality of connection. Quality of affinity. Quality of relationship. Quality of trust between you and your 1,000 true fans. So with that in mind, you start to see the reality. When you accept and you embrace that and you get that perspective, that can really help you avoid that feeling where you're disheartened or demotivated by all of the internet marketing BS that you see floating around there. All these snake oil salesmen who are constantly bragging about how big their email lists are, how many millions of social followers they have. Even though most of the time we know that it's nonsense, that comparisonitis that can kick in can really, really get you to a point where you think, well, why should I even bother? I'm never going to be as big. I'm never going to have the reach. I'm never going to have the audience that they do. But if you just focus on your 1,000 true fans, you don't need it. And again, if you've been really wanting to niche down, but you've been scared, you've been put off by the idea that doing that would mean your market is going to be smaller. And again, you're too focused on that big reach, that huge email list. This flips all of that on its head because you want it to be smaller. Because by drilling down into that smaller audience, you're more likely to find your people. You can appreciate the value of that smaller, more specific, more targeted market who have the sort of connection with you that simply wouldn't be feasible if you were trying to be all things to all people, trying to please everyone, trying to tick everybody's box. 1,000 fans, 1,000 highly engaged people. It's not unachievable. It's not insurmountable. So if you're early in your journey and you're thinking of starting a membership site, but maybe you've just got a small following right now and you're thinking, that's going to take me forever until I have the kind of audience that my favorite marketing guru has. Just know you don't need to reach those ridiculous highs. You just need to find your true fans. That can give you the momentum and propel your business towards incredible success. So don't be put off by the idea you've got a smaller audience. Embrace it. But remember, you definitely do still need an audience. You do still need a following of some kind before you start your membership, because the worst time to discover that no one wants what you're selling is after you've launched it. So you need to have a following that will help you to validate your idea and give you people to sell to get started with. But that audience doesn't need to be astronomical in size. Just needs to be your people, your 1,000 true fans. 1,000 people listening to your podcast, 1,000 people visiting your blog, 1,000 people subscribe to your email list, 1,000 people who will be salivating at the prospect of joining your membership. It's definitely realistic. It's definitely achievable. Some of the most successful people in the online space or just in business in general who have lasted for the long term are the ones who have really, really zeroed in on their small, passionate pocket of people, but they've gone deep and they've built long-lasting, meaningful, and profitable relationships with their true fans. So go out there and find your people. Hopefully this episode has been a bit of a perspective shift, because I do hear it all the time. I will see so many people who are doing fantastic, who are just on the cusp of really, really having everything click in terms of embracing that specific niche group of their audience and taking that connection with them to a level of that super fandom. But they've still got their eyes on those huge audience numbers. They're still looking at other people in their space and their social media following, wondering, why am I not as big as this person? Why can't I be successful like this person is? Because they're equating vanity metrics with success. You don't need a huge audience, you just need 1,000 true fans, so get out there and find them. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you are one of my true fans, I would love to hear from you. Give me a shout on social media. You'll find me at Membership Geeks everywhere, or of course, best place to find me is inside the Academy community. I know a lot of you listening, my super fans, the true fans of Membership Geeks, are already there in the Academy. So sound off in the community and we'll have a good conversation about this, where we can go a little bit deeper into how you and your business can find the true fans that will make your membership grow. Thanks so much for joining me this week. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.